Chapter 1579. Alyssa couldn't fathom Winston's tolerance toward Dominic's offense. "Winston, the fault was mine. I'll ensure the same mistake isn't repeated. Please rest well. Won't bother you any longer." Having been reassured by Winston, Dominic prepared to leave with a satisfied smile. "Winston, I'll see Dominic off," Mandy spoke gently. Dominic exited the ward with a smug grin. Not long after, Mandy's voice cut through the silence. "Stay where you are." Dominic pivoted on his heels, only to find Mandy closing in on him with a frigid demeanor. In an instant, her hand shot forward, delivering a sharp slap across his face before he could react. "Why did you hit me?" Dominic's eyes widened, his cheek stinging and a red mark forming. "Ads by PubFuture. You know perfectly well why," Mandy retorted, her demeanor stern and intimidating. Gone was the gentle and kind woman from earlier. She continued, "I've waited far too long to deliver this blow. When Winston ended up in the hospital because of you, should have struck you down then and there, tearing your mouth apart. There was nobody else around to witness the confrontation." Dominic abandoned his facade, meeting Mandy's gaze with a scornful and malicious sneer. "Haha, who do you think you are? Are you under the delusion that you're Winston's real wife? You shamelessly clung to my brother, just like the other two. All of you are merely his playthings for when he grows bored. Now, you're simply filling in for my deceased sister-in-law. You should be grateful that she passed away early, affording you this opportunity to bask in the spotlight. Otherwise, do you think you'd be who you are today? In days of old, you'd be no more than a mere concubine." Mandy's eyes filled with rage. It wasn't Dominic's humiliation that triggered her, but his contemptuous and disrespectful mention of Jennifer. "You bastard." With fury coursing through her veins, Mandy raised her hand, but Dominic reacted swiftly, seizing her wrist and pushing her forcefully, nearly causing her to stumble. "Humph. You've overestimated yourself. Do you truly believe you hold any power here just because I've allowed you to linger out of respect for my brother?" Dominic spat out, rubbing his face before storming off, leaving Mandy standing in shock with her reddened wrist. Ads by PubFuture. Mandy. Alyssa and Jasper, their concern evident, hurried after Nandi. Anay. In a skillful did altercation unfold before them. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. "Madam Mandy, how could he treat you like that?" Jaspy's ablaze. Hanger Kai's Cody tense with indignation. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Mandy offered a wry smile and shook her head, trying to downplay the situation. But Jasper's fists clenched, his resolve evident. "I'll find him and make him pay for this." "Don't, son." Mandy interjected, grabbing Jasper's arm. "This isn't your fight. You be a botation as the precept of the Beckett group to uphold. It's not worth tarnishing it over a petty man like him." Chapter 1580. Jasper's entire body buzzed with energy, but he now felt even more upset for Mandy. "Mandy, you're Lice's family, which makes you my family as well. Can disregard my reputation, but cannot bear to see you suffering so." Jasper's heartfelt words made tears flood Alyssa's eyes. She hugged him tightly, her heart feeling so warm inside. Mandy was choked up with emotion. She did her best to smile and said, "Thank you. Don't worry, Mandy. Won't let you suffer in silence." Alyssa's eyes glinted as she spoke, "If don't teach Dominic a lesson after this, I'll change my last name to his." Jasper looked at Alyssa curiously. She must have gone silly with anger. If she changed her last name to Dominic's, she'd still be a tailor. Mandy said gently, "Lise, your father is still ill and in an unstable state. He nearly relapsed because of the commotion earlier, so it's best you don't take any rash action these days so as to not upset your father. You can discuss things with him once he's all better." "Really don't understand what Winston is trying to do, Mandy," Alyssa exclaimed angrily. "He's clearly tolerating Dominic's vile behavior. He was never so blind in the past. Ads by Pub Future. Is Winston going to allow Dominic to take all the company's profits like some leech all because he is his own brother? Blind loyalty is as good as supporting injustice. Winston is not foolish. He's only doing this because of your mother," Mandy said hurriedly, not able to stand Alyssa's misunderstanding toward Winston, who loved her deeply. "My mother? What about my mother? What does she have to do with Dominic?" Alyssa demanded, grabbing Mandy's arm. Mandy's lips pulled tight. Alyssa was still a young child when Jennifer passed away, and with Winston intentionally keeping certain things about Jennifer from everyone, Alyssa knew very little about her own mother. So, to Alyssa, her own mother was a beautiful mystery. Now that she'd finally found a chance to know more about Jennifer, she was definitely going to pursue it. "Tell me, Mandy." Alyssa was incredibly panicked. "Why? Why don't have the right to learn about my own mother? Don't you think that's too cruel a fate to inflict on me? Dominic Taylor saved your mother's life." Ads by Pub Future. Both Jasper and Alyssa were stunned. "What? There's no need to be so surprised. That's the truth of the matter. Y.O.B., could say it's fated T.E. 68. Mandy slowly eked over to a nearby chair and sat down, reminiscing about the past. The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. What know is limited as well, although it's more than what Colleen and Lila know since spent more time with him earlier. As far as know, your mother was a foreigner. Knew not where she was from. Winston cherished and protected her greatly. Her background and identity is perhaps the Taylor family's greatest mystery. Mom was a foreigner." Alyssa was stunned. So was Jasper. But neither Alyssa nor her four brothers appeared to be of mixed blood, which meant Jennifer must still share some local blood. Dominic had a deep-sea fishing hobby. "He saved your mother 30 years ago while out at the Nagurian Sea," Manny said, sighing softly. "Don't he know how exactly he did this? All know is that your mother was found battered and bruised on shore, clothes torn, and barely breathing, like a beached mermaid." The content is on noveldrama.org. Read the latest chapter there. Regardless of whether Dominic decided to save her on a whim or he did it out of lust, he asked the need who be it and dad cage me to Bell Banks. It was because of Dominic's act of saving Jennifer which led to her meeting Winston. Only then were you and your brothers born.